Hell Yes Life, episode 33. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a Hell Yes Life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey there, Hell Yes Lifers. Welcome to another episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. Today is, congratulations if you made it this far, this is the Step 5 episode. Step 5 of the 5 steps to your Hell Yes Life. If you've been following over the past few months, I've been putting out one step at a time, one month at a time, and we are finally here on Step 5. Now, step 5 is one of my favorite steps. Let's see. Gosh, they're all my favorites, but this one I really just love because this step is all about taking action. Step 5 in the Hell Yes Life process is take your Hell Yes action. Your Hell Yes action. So we've, you know, just to cover what we've done so far, in case you're just kind of tuning in, dropping in on this episode, step 1 is to find your Hell Yes, good place to start. Step 2, create your cringeworthy vision, that big vision that makes you cringe to even think about sharing it with other people about where you want to go, the biggest, biggest, most colorful version of yourself that you can imagine. 3, develop your Hell Yes day. So that's where you get into the weeds of like, how are you going to work all this stuff into your daily life? And so this is the realm of productivity and so forth. Step 4 is identify your hell no's. Now that's where we go, you know, we dip in. We're not here for therapy, but we want to be aware of what our patterns are that will come up to try to stop us. And then finally, step 5 is to take action. Now, so here we are. And my question to you, Hell Yes Lifers, is what action are you going to take today? That's right. If you're listening to this episode, I, you know, put the challenge out to you today to take some kind of action. You know, it could be a massive action that massively moves your business or project or Hell Yes Life forward. Or it could be just a small action, but it's an action nonetheless, right? If you've been listening to me over the past several weeks or months, you've heard me talk about 10 minutes, right? Set your timer for 10 minutes and work on something. Even if you're just journal writing about what your Hell Yes is, or maybe you're further along in the process and you've got some active step to take. There's someone you need to call. There's something you need to announce to the world. Hey, I'm putting on this event. Or, hey, I'm writing a book. Or, hey, I'm really interested in X, you know? Let's get it out there and take action today. So, about action. So, here's a couple of quotes that I just looked up. Always nice to have a few quotes from other people in there. Here's a few. Vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. Vision with action can change the world. Joel Barker. Right? So that's what we're going for here. As conveniently enough, in the 5 steps, we have a vision step, step 2, and an action step, right? So we're going to be taking action that moves us forward towards our cringeworthy Hell Yes vision. Here's another quote. Action is the foundational key to all success. Pablo Picasso, right? Pablo Picasso. I mean, if Pablo Picasso says that, then it must be true, right? Another one. Small deeds done are better than great deeds planned. Peter Marshall, right? So again, the focus here is on taking some sort of action. Even if it's a small action today, that will be better than your biggest, there's a phone ringing there, but hey, I'm just going to go for it here, right? I'm not editing today. I have 10 minutes. I'm on my lunch break here, but here I am. I'm taking some action to get this episode out to you guys today. So, the focus here is on taking some kind of action, some sort of step to move forward, because even if you take that little step, maybe it's 10 minutes working on your Hell Yes Life. Maybe it's even less than that. Maybe it's 5 minutes. You're psychologically and spiritually, you're giving yourself an indication that, and the universe an indication that, hey, I'm serious about this, and I'm taking action towards my dreams. And what I've found is the universe can sometimes come and meet us, or you know, whatever your beliefs might be, things can start to happen once you start to take a step forward. You know, life comes to meet you sometimes. Not always. Sometimes it's like pushing through sludge to try to take that action. But at other times, things seem to flow. So one phrase I wanted to introduce is one that my friend Peter Faisa imparted to me last year, which is this idea of throwing your hat over the fence. So if you're thinking about taking a big action, a massive action, then this might resonate with you. So apparently back in, I don't even know, I'll have to look this up so I know what I'm talking about here, but apparently it's an Irish saying, has to do with, you know, back in wartime, the when the Irish troop or brigade or something would come upon a wall or a fence that they didn't know how they were going to get over because it was so tall, they would take their hats and throw them over the fence and say, I don't know how we're going to get over this wall, this fence, but I really love that hat, so we've got to figure it out. Now, what that means in present day life is you don't need to know how something is going to happen before you announce it to the world. You can just put it out there and then figure it out as you go. I've definitely found this to be the case, that if I'm just waiting for the right time to occur for me to move forward with something, I wait for years. And I have on certain things. There's, you know, there's been no time where I've thought to myself, yeah, I feel really comfortable about doing this now. I'm going to go ahead and move forward with it. No, actually, the things that have you know, propelled me forward the most is when I've just put it out there first, and then stepped up to the process of getting there, right? And this is kind of like JFK, right? John F. Kennedy put that big goal out there, the moonshot vision, right? Of saying, by the end of this decade, I'm not going to do a, let's see, by the end of this decade, we will be on the moon. Okay, it's not a very good impression of JFK, but you know, that he had no idea how that was going to happen. Nobody else had any idea how that was going to happen. And yet he set the goal, he set the vision and said, this is going to happen. And then the forces of goodness or whatever you want to say came together to make that happen. Now that's just, you know, that's one of the big famous examples, but in my own life, I have done that a few times. Actually, if you listen to my initial Hell Yes story, back in high school, I ran for a student class officer position, and I just put my name on a list to sign up to run for office. I had never done anything like that before. I had no idea how to do it, but I knew that in 2 or 3 weeks that there was going to be an election week and an election speech to give. And I would have to bring my, you know, forces together to get that done. And what came out of that was my Hell Yes slogan, my Hell Yes speech, and everything that came after that. So that's one example. And then last year, I did a Hell Yes Life seminar, and I had no idea what I was going to do for the seminar. But I put it out there. I put out a description and an advertisement for the seminar. I posted it on Facebook and elsewhere. And I said, you're going to learn these things, 1, 2, and 3. I wasn't exactly sure what I was going to teach or talk about at the seminar, but guess what? By the time the seminar came about, I had a great, you know, amount of information, and I think I provided a lot of value for the people who were there. And, you know, as much as anything, the people being there and connecting with each other, you know, unexpected things occurred that I couldn't have planned anyway, right? So just putting that out there for you, maybe today is just the day to take your small action. you know, maybe just, you know, writing for 5 to 10 minutes, taking some small action. Anything is great. Or maybe you're ready to take massive action, right? Maybe you're ready to throw your hat over the fence. Maybe it's time to get on Facebook and tell everybody you know that you are a scuba diver or you are a, you know, Pilates instructor, whatever it is. And just get it out there in the world. And maybe you, you know, maybe you have an event that you've been meaning to do and host. Maybe it's time to get on Eventbrite. That's what I use for live events. Would recommend them. And just put a page together and get it up there. Set a date. Do all that stuff. Massive action. So those are just some ideas around taking action. If you want some help with taking action, there's a few different things that you could do related to Hell Yes Life. So I have been putting together a few different things. Right now, I've just launched a little mini campaign. These are all for free services. I'm looking for your feedback right now. I'll just be honest to let you know where I'm at in my business. Everything I've read and everyone I've talked to has said that the best way to develop products and services to really serve your audience is to ask your audience. So I have a survey going on right now, and I'd love to hear from you, Hell Yes Lifers. It takes about 5 minutes to complete, 3 to 5 minutes probably, and you would just be answering some questions around what your challenges are right now. What pain are you facing? What challenges are you facing? And what are you interested in hearing more about, both on the podcast and in any other offerings that I would offer in the future? So if you do participate in that survey, you will be entered to win 1 month of free coaching with me, Norman Bell, the host of the Hell Yes Life podcast. And so there's three people will be selected for 1 month of free coaching. That'll be 4 sessions throughout the month. And I'll, we'll do everything we can in that limited amount of time to really move you forward towards your Hell Yes Life. So if you are interested in taking that survey and being entered in to win some free coaching, then go to hellyeslife.com/survey. That's /survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y. Now, another offering that we have right now, and again, I'm in the exploration phase, so I'm not charging for this service. I'm looking to put together a beta version of a mastermind group. Now, if you don't know what a mastermind group is, this is a term or a practice that was popularized by Napoleon Hill, who I think back in the 1920s, if I'm correct, wrote the motivational classic Think and Grow Rich. Now, a mastermind group is a collection of people that come together on a periodic basis to help each other move forward. So I think this is one of the best ways that we can really move forward on our Hell Yes Lives is to come together and really support each other. You know, one individual coaching, I'm planning on offering that, but I really love the idea of group coaching as well, group masterminds, where actually it wouldn't be just me giving input, it's everybody in the group helping and supporting each other, giving feedback. I would be there to help facilitate the process of moving things forward throughout the time period, but I would be participating as well. So if you're excited about that, if you're excited about the possibility of participating in the first ever Hell Yes Life Mastermind (beta version), then you can go to hellyeslife.com/mastermind. That's /mastermind. And you'll be taken to a short survey, but this will be asking you questions about why you would make a great candidate for the mastermind. So I'll only be choosing 3 people for the mastermind. So there might be more people that come in, but we're looking for, obviously, for people who, even though it's free, you know, some people is like, it's free, who cares if I show up or not. We're looking for people who are dedicated throughout the period. What I'm probably looking to do this between September and December of this year. So that would be a 3-month mastermind group. And so, yeah, let us know why you think you'd be a good fit for the group. So again, that's hellyeslife.com/mastermind. Now, there's a couple of other things, actually. I've been building a few things over the past few months. If you go to hellyeslife.com, you'll see a banner that you can click on to get your free 5 Steps to a Hell Yes Life video series. That's right. You're listening to the 5th step of the 5 Steps to a Hell Yes Life audio series. But this one, you know, there's some overlap, but there's also some new material in there. And it also comes with a PDF that you can use, print out, or you can get a notebook and just sort of use the exercises in the PDF to follow along. I think it's one step further in on working through your 5 steps to a Hell Yes Life. So you can go to the homepage of hellyeslife.com and sign up from there for that. So it's another action you can take. There's 3 actions I've given you today that could help move you forward towards your Hell Yes Life. And let's see, the last one would be, you know, we have an ongoing Facebook community, and I would encourage you to join us there. We have a slowly but surely growing community of people there who may be like you. You know, maybe you're a budding entrepreneur, and you've got a passion-based business, and you're looking to use your creativity, make a difference in the world. You know, that ripple effect, right? Well, you would be right at home at the hellyeslife.com Facebook community. So please join us there. You can get there from the homepage of hellyeslife.com, and you can also get there, I believe, via Facebook. Let's see, hellyeslife.com/Facebook. So there's 4 different things you could take, admittedly connected to hellyeslife.com, that you could take to move forward on your dreams and your business. So whether you take one of those actions or something else, I just encourage you to use this, listening to these words as an indication from the universe that, hey, now's the time. Now's the time to take some step towards that thing that really lights me up and makes me come alive. Because that's what this show is all about. It's about, if you haven't heard me say it before, there's a Howard Thurman quote, don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. And I feel myself getting even a little emotional saying that, because so many people in the world aren't alive. You know, they're just walking, going through the motions. And we're here for something different, right? We're here to not necessarily, solve climate change or, have a huge impact. Maybe we are, but only if it lights us up, right? We're here to light up like we did when we were kids. Hopefully you had some joy in your childhood, and you just, I have a 7-year-old daughter, it's the simple things that really light her up, and she has an amazing imagination and creativity. And we all have that. We all have that within us. You get what I'm trying to say here. Take some action towards your dreams. If you need some help, I'll have these things listed in the show notes as well. And for the time being, thanks for your continued support of the Hell Yes Life podcast and everything else we've got going on here. And let's go ahead and round it out with a hell yes. What do you say? Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hell yes! All right, let's do this, people. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a Hell Yes Life.